Stigmas have a huge influence on our medication taking behaviors. People who struggle with mental illness are very challenged on a daily basis. For people living without mental illness, they may not understand this struggle or come to understand. As stated in this article by Patrick Corrigan and Amy C. Watson, self-stigma is the prejudice which people with mental illness turn against themselves. I believe from experience with anxiety and depression, there has been many times in my life where I've been ashamed of myself due to my mental health. I've battled with depression and anxiety my entire life. I have a great family, awesome friends, the perfect job I've always wanted, and I go to the college I've always wanted to go to. But still, some days it's impossible to get out of bed due to the battle in my head that others can't see. Not all people can understand what it's like to constantly be at war with yourself. Just be happy. You have the best life. Be thankful. It could be worse. These quotes make life unbearable at times and are the reason we keep our depression in the dark and to ourselves. I want to be happy more than anything, and I'm very thankful and grateful for what I have, but I struggle with myself. As stated, in understanding the impact of stigma on people with mental illness, in terms of mental illness, angry prejudice may lead to withholding help or replacing health care, because fear leads to avoidance. With this being said, many people do not seek treatment from doctors or mental illness due to embarrassment and the stigmas with mental health. No one wants to be messed up in the head. No one wants to be a messed up person. Therefore, they seek relief from drugs, alcohol, and even abuse instead of possible treatment because of embarrassment for asking for help. I made a questionnaire and I asked a couple different people of different ages, male and female, what their answers to the questions would be. And for our first person, she is a female around the age of 40. For question number one, do you have anxiety? She said yes. Do you have depression? She said yes. Do you know anyone close to you has anxiety or depression? She also said yes. Number four, what do you think causes depression? She said, I think causes of depression vary depending on the individual. Hormone imbalances, life situations, drug abuse, diet, lack of proper exercise, brain chemical imbalances, loss of a loved one, cooler, darker seasons, and so can many other factors. Number five, do you think depression hinders a person or your own best ability? Absolutely. When you're depressed, it can be hard to get out of bed some days, let alone give your best to your friends, family, career, and personal goals. Number six, would you rather seek medical attention for mental illness or keep it to yourself and try to fix it on your own? And why did you pick what you did? She stated, LOL, keep it to myself. I choose that answer because it's what I've done in the past. I utilize all my coping skills to work through my depression. If I become overwhelmed and cannot get past the depression, I will seek medical attention and counseling. For number seven, is self-medicating okay to do? It depends on what you're using to self-medicate. Natural remedies can be helpful for a lot of people, or even taking a trip somewhere warm. And number eight, would you love someone with depression, or do you love yourself with depression if you have it? She stated, I have loved and do love people with depression. I also struggle with depression from time to time and have learned to love myself even during the hardest times. It takes a lot of strength to get through the rough patches, and I feel proud of myself for overcoming the worst and always focusing on what I have to be grateful for. The second person I asked these questions to is a male, age 26. One, do you have depression? Yes, I have depression. Two, do you have anxiety? Yes, I do. Three, do you know anyone close to you has anxiety or depression? A lot of family has either depression or anxiety. Four, what do you think causes depression? I think more active limbic system causes depression. Five, do you think depression hinders a person or your own best ability? Yes, I think it does hinder your best ability. Six, would you rather seek medical attention for a mental illness or keep it to yourself and try to fix on your own? Why did you pick this? I'd rather seek professional help. I wouldn't know where to start with help, self-healing. LOL. Seven, is self-medicating okay to do? Self-medicating is not okay. People try to mask emotions with illegal drugs. And eight, would you love someone with depression or do you love yourself for depression having it? I love myself even though I suffer from depression. This survey was from a female, age 24. Do you have anxiety? I feel like I can have anxiety at times. Do you feel like you have depression? I do get down and depressed sometimes, but I am usually pretty happy. Number three, do you know anyone close to you that has anxiety or depression? Yes, a lot of my family have anxiety and depression. Four, what do you think causes depression? I think anything in life can cause depression. Five, do you think depression hinders a person or your own best ability? Yes, I know for me when I get depressed, I just want to sleep. 6, would you rather seek medical attention for mental illness or keep it to yourself and try to fix it on your own? And why did you pick what you did? I've discussed both anxiety and depression with my doctors, but I refuse to be medicated for either unless I have no control over either anymore. 7, is self-medicating okay to do? They stated they feel it's not in their opinion. And would you love someone with depression or do you love yourself with depression? Yes, absolutely. This survey is from a female, age 25. Do you have depression? Yes, I have depression. Number 2, yes, I have anxiety. Number 3, yes, many of my friends and family members suffer from anxiety / depression. Number 4, I believe depression is caused by negative thoughts or actions that have occurred. A person allows these thoughts or actions to dwell in their mind and cause their mood to be negative as well, but withdrawing from others or feelings of sadness. 5, yes, I believe depression hinders a person's best ability. 6, I have sought out medical attention for my anxiety depression. My doctor put me on Effexor to help my moods become regular and stable. I was on it for a few years until I decided to take myself off. I hated the way it made me feel and the side effects. Now I feel better without medication. If I am down, I reach out to a friend or meditate. 7, I don't believe self-medicating is okay. If a person wants to take something for anxiety depression, then they should see a doctor for the best fit. And 8, I love my friends and family who suffer from anxiety and depression. Whenever they are feeling it, I try to be there for them the best I can. On the other hand, I try to love myself with my anxiety and depression. Sometimes it's hard to, but I know that's the time I really need to love myself the most. Everybody handles depression differently, and they all feel different. I just think that if more people talk about depression and are open to it, there'll be less stigmas, and it'll help more people come out and feel more free about talking about it and not be so embarrassed and be okay with taking medications that could help them or not, just talking about it to get a relief from feeling so stressed out. Next person I asked is a female, age 27, who just had a small baby. So, do you have anxiety? Yes. Do you have depression? Yes. Do you know anyone else close to you has anxiety or depression? Yes. What do you think causes depression? I think many factors cause depression: hormonal imbalance, lack of support system, and trauma in life. 5, do you think depression hinders a person from your own best ability? Yes. 6, would you rather seek medical attention for mental illness or keep it to yourself and try to fix it on your own? Why did you pick that? Medical attention. I believe therapists and psychiatrists are great at what they do and can help you find triggers for anxiety and depression and ways to cope. 7, is self-medicating okay to do? Yes. And 8, would you love someone with depression or do you love yourself with your depression? They said yes.